Hey, Meow Mentors. So today's topic is interesting. I want to talk to you about the number one rule when picking a cat. You want a cat, you're going to go choose one, you're going to pick one, and there's so many ways you could go about it. You could decide that you want a particular breed. Okay, fine, go for it. You could go on cosmetics, as in like, oh, I want a long hair, I want a short hair, I want a ginger cat, blue eyes. You could go on those physical characteristics of the cat, and lots of other things. And there's really a lot of advice out there, and some of it's good, some of it's, all of it's well-intentioned. And you should always, yeah, adopt the cat and do that. But there's another consideration. So I obviously have a tremendous amount of respect, esteem, and admiration for our friends who rescue cats, who foster cats, and battle, that uphill battle, that upstream focus of trying to break in the cat or trying to break the ice with the cat. It may be hostile, aggressive, combative, or distant, or whatever, and you just have to put in a lot of effort to get it to open up, become gentle, or even less aggressive, and it can be done. And there are behaviorists out there that you can hire that will absolutely help you with a problem. And so I admire that. I admire that persistence, and I do think you should persist. I mean, rather than abandoning the cat or doing something else, giving it back or anything, you know, persist. Stick with it. You can build a great relationship with a cat. On the other hand, if you don't have a cat yet, or you're looking to get your next cat, there is a much easier way to do this, and it becomes a downhill battle, a downstream focus. It becomes very easy. Discipline and all of that stuff becomes easy. And developing an intimate relationship with the cat that's loving is easy and effortless. And so there's a way to do that. And it can best be summarized by this quote from Kirsten Cast. So thank you, Kristen Cast, for saying it or writing it, because it really summarizes this principle very easily. And it's not difficult. It's not a major process. It's almost like that saying, 5 minutes to learn, a lifetime to master. It's easy. And that quote is, cats choose us. We don't own them. And that's the secret. You let the cat choose you. You let it come to you. Now, you're going to ask, well, how do I know it's chosen me? How does it tell me? Well, it's going to give you the signals. There's lots of different signals and cues that the cat will give you in order to tell you that it has chosen you. And that, of course, is the topic that we go into great detail, along with all the follow-up that you need to know, having sifted, sorted, and separated all of the confusing and conflicting information that's out there on the internet and in other books that may be complicated or expensive or solutions that don't fit your budget. So I've gone through all that trouble to save you the 15 to 20 year learning curve of having a less than ideal relationship with your cat so that you can just do what works. I've omitted everything that doesn't work or that's questionable, and I will be sharing everything that works in the upcoming book and course about cats. So watch this space. Can't give you a release date yet, but I'm planting the seed now, and I promise you, if you're looking to get a cat or your next cat, you will be educated, entertained, and enlightened, and I guarantee a fabulous relationship with the cat. Remembering, I'm not a cat behaviorist. I have a friend who is, and I recommend and refer to her. But what I can help you with is if you're thinking of getting a cat, let's make it easy. Unless, of course, you're a fosterer or a carer or a rescuer. In that case, fantastic. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you're not, if you're busy, if you just want that lovely, cuddly animal like my Emily, who's staring at me right now. I love you, Emily. Then I can show you how to choose, how to adore, and how to take care of that cat so that it can potentially live to 30. Because remember our little slogan here, how to pick, pamper, and protect your practically perfect pussycat for a lifetime of unconditional love. So connect with us on social media, Cat Lady Justin. Join our Facebook group, The Kitty Boss. And let us know. Send us a message. Connect with us. Let us know if you're interested. Share this episode. Share this podcast. Leave us a review on Apple. And if you're not on Apple, just share it. Share it because you care. And we're building a tribe of meow mentors.